adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Welcome to Reign of Winter. This is Tabit DMing. We're going to be playing.
You should tell them how to spell.
I think there's a new.
It's your real name now.
What? No.
No.
And, yeah, this is my real name. It's my middle name.
Did you see him dressed up in armor and stuff?
We'll be finding paths and with some adventure in Reign of Winter.
Is it R-A-I-N or R-E-I-G-N?
R-E-I-G-N.
Okay.
I should just call it R-A-I-N.
Reign of Winter?
Yeah. Rain.
Just pretend
that doesn't sound scary.
Yeah, I'll change very minor things to make it sound like it's all mine.
We did have, I wonder if there's going to be a polar vortex in this.
Maybe.
We've all experienced that in real life. Mm-hmm.
I think there is snow. So, I'll just go around the table. And just ask what everyone's names are and what characters are playing. Tell the one audience member what what they're playing.
I'm one person.
There's two.
Hi, two people.
Eric listens.
Three.
I think I did one.
I think I'm the only one.
But I guess Ryan, if you would like to start, what your character's name and all that.
Playing Jiro. I'm playing Oracle. I am a wandering dual cursed Oracle with a bad leg.
That's great for survival problem.
Candy Jiro, what's the jingle of that?
Does it sound like the Mentos song? I have no clue.
Okay, we're gonna make it.
We can fix that later if we need to.
Okay,
I almost started singing the Mentos song just now. David.
I'm David.
Is insane.
I'm playing Heimlich Hexamorder. He's an inquisitor.
What does that translate into?
What do you mean?
For the crowd.
I mean, sneaky witch killer.
Oh. Can I have two?
My character, yeah, I'm an inquisitor. My guy's trying to raise an army to take back the Irisin from, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yep. Irisin from Baba Yaga, and I've traveled to wherever we are now to recruit people. And Desna directly speaks to me.
She does. I'm actually going to bring in a girl to do it, too.
Pretty fun.
Oh my god.
Finally.
Lance?
Alright, so I'm Lance Hansen. I'm playing Willem. Willem is a mate. He's a wizard. His two parents were female human and a male elf. They're like college professors, basically. They're wizard college professors. He doesn't really want to be a wizard, but they kind of like, since he was baby, they've been teaching wizardly things. Doesn't really like it. He's kind of strong. He's surprisingly strong for a half elf. He gets along well with his mother's side of the family because they're kind of like barbarianish, almost. They're not quite barbarianish, but they're more human wrestling type of people, and she's kind of the dark black sheep there. So that's what he's just out for adventure. He's trying to find himself. 30. For
is he gonna have daddy issues?
No, he doesn't have daddy.
Pretty sure.
He just isn't into the same things his parents are into.
Okay, that's fair. And Phil, I guess you just want to tell us your character name.
Yeah.
And if you have an idea, that's
My name's Phil. I'm going to play a character named Azel. I'm going to play a female character because we don't have any female characters in this group.
Too many sausages in
Yeah,
here.
Too many sausages in here. So I'm going to be playing a holy gun. It's like a paladin that uses guns. So we're going to see how that goes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Eric. I'm going to be playing a barbarian titan mauler by the name of Zurash Bronzeblood. He is originally from the land of the Lindor Queens. He does not know David's character. He has some bad luck up there and traveled south, kind of doing mercenary work, and ended up in the starter town here. I don't remember what it's called. Talbot or Talmud? Is that what it is?
Helbrin. So I should have.
So he's been working as a woodcutter apprentice or something.
Yeah, with the sawmill.
And he has the monopoly on sawdust bed.
No. It's a new thing. He's trying to get started up. You know,
sawdust
beds.
Good for your back.
Good for, yeah.
I don't think so.
But it's okay. Like Tempur-Pedic or something.
Yeah,
he's
I
doing
bet
the
there's new. An inn that needs some new beds.
Yeah, it's actually way cheaper than a normal cloth.
Yeah, there's one that has a little fire damage, too.
So, I don't know where I'm from, if you want to tell me at some point. It's not important now, necessarily.
Yeah, we can work it out later.
So you know the campaign setting a little better than me, so whichever town would have it big enough.
He could probably be from this area, because this area has...
Yeah, I mean, it's Tal'Dorei. It's one of the
like
old empires, so there's tons of history.
Kind of sounds like France when I was reading the description of it.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah, we can work that out
after
we take a break. So I should have wrote this down while everyone was saying it. So Jiro is Ryan.
Yep.
Heimlich is David.
Heimlich.
All right,
here, I need to write this down.
It's Heimlich.
Lance, what was the character's name again?
Willem.
Willem. And Phil, you said it was Azel? Hazel?
Azel.
Azel, sorry. And then, I do remember Eric's, because this is easier to pronounce, I guess.
Bob.
I just put Eric / Eric.
So what, can we get him again, just so I can get him down? Ryan
yep.
And...
Jiro?
Jiro.
J-I-R-O.
Oh, it's with a J? Yeah. Spell it with a G.
David,
you guys can find
about that. Is Tiny.
I like the barbarians can be calling you Heine.
The David is Heimlich. Lance is
Willem.
Willem.
Defo.
Phil is Azel.
Alright, so do Eric and I need to leave?
Yes, for this beginning portion, you guys need to take. I guess we can take a quick break here too.
Okay,
if you want.
It doesn't matter to me.
This break
not,
brought to you
yeah.
by 50 types of butter cake.
50 types of butter cake.
The new bestseller coming out from. All right.
Don't have your
people
flavor,
who didn't
we'll
write that
you.
Other.
We have 50.
No, that's fine.
Until like later on, we can fill in more. But you guys are just going to be like kind of coming into town.
During,
depending on what path you took, I mean, you guys can decide amongst yourselves later if you came in together or not. It doesn't necessarily matter.
I don't know.
Okay, so you can decide if you've seen the snow walking by or not, because you'll know what's going on here in a second. But okay, so we'll just start from there. As you guys are coming into town, you know that you're coming into the city of. Well, I shouldn't say city, like the hamlet, the like two houses that come with
okay,
from, Heldred. And,
it's like Bowdoin on the way.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Bowdoin.
Oh, exactly.
You passed it.
Yeah, exactly. And you see that it's a fairly, it's definitely a poor village. Most of the houses are made of, like, wooden straw. Nothing too fancy. You know, you're seeing goats come out of the same houses as people. They sleep with their animals. You know, it's just, like, a very, very farm-oriented village. They worship Irastil. Which is like a god of family, hunting, blah blah blah. But as you guys are approaching town center, and I'm just picturing this, you guys are all coming like in different directions. Weirdly enough, you hear a lot of chatter, like a crowd talking, and you notice that there's a gathering in the center of the city. And as you approach, you see on like top of like a pedestal or a podium, you see like a tall, very skinny human woman. It looks like she's pleading. And as you get closer, you start to kind of make out what she's saying. She's like, please, if anyone can help us, I've found two adventurers that are willing to figure out what happened to Lady Argentia and to possibly figure out what's going on with the snow. I know a few of you are missing loved ones. and a few of you are missing livestock, and this is, we have to come together now if we're going to have any chance of stopping what's going on and figuring out what is up this winter. And, like, you guys notice, and, like, that there's some of the townspeople are actually, like, bundled up. This is a very temperate climate, you know, you've been traveling. And you know that some of them are just, like, bundled up. Like, they have, like, parkas on and, like you know, those Russian, like, fur hats. And you're just, like, very weirded out. And you guys kind of immerse yourselves amongst the crowd. And again, it's kind of the same speech over and over again. She's just sort of, like please help. If anyone can have just any idea of what might be happening or has any inkling of just of wanting to help, please come. Just see me after I'm... See me afterwards, basically. And with that, she gets down, and you kind of... The chatter starts to rise.
I raise my hand like I'm in school.
Well, she stepped down at the podium, she said to see... She'll see her afterwards, after everyone. So the crowd starts slowly to begin to disperse. You hear, like... You hear mutterings of, like, people, like, saying, like, I heard old Drynep's dead. I guess he got killed by a giant weasel. Can you believe that? And they're, like, just random, like, almost silly things compared to, like, you know, giant weasels are, like, winter climate beasts. They would never be this far south. And, you know, it's like, I think Kadira has something to do with it. And you guys would know of, just going off, you're being a traveler, you would know that Kadira is, like, a age-old enemy to the south that they've always been in combat with. Heldrin's very close to the Kadiran border. So, you just hear, like, random mutterings of, like, townsfolk, idiots for the most part, you know, nothing, people that just live off the land, don't have any sort of, like, worldly, anything about them. So, yeah, the crowd's dispersed, so if you guys are able to catch an eye of, the woman that was just speaking, so if you'd like to talk to her, this would be the time. But
I'm gonna go up to her. Like, I'm not from the town, but I'm just trying to, adventure, basically, so I'm on board. Let's see.
As you approach her, she makes eye contact with you, and you can tell right away that she's very, very, very scared and very unsure what's happening. She looks very disheveled, like her hair is very messy.
Are you okay?
She's like, this, what's happening?
What's been happening here?
We have not seen this kind of thing in, well, ever. There's snow. Like, we have pockets of snow surrounding the village, and you may have seen them. I can tell you're not from here. Just little, like, just areas of snow, which will then be surrounded by our normal Talden wilderness. Mm. But in this one little pocket, there's just snow, and it's, you know, incredibly deep. And then there's a much larger one that has formed south of here. And we've just begun, as soon as this appeared a couple days ago, we've been having disappearances of livestock. A couple of townsfolk have gone missing. And I found two people that were willing to help, and I'm looking for more. And I don't know if you're interested.
I'm interested.
Okay, that's great. I just need a couple more, and then I don't know where you guys are at, because I don't like to just assume you guys are doing. Okay, I don't like to assume you guys are doing anything. I try to leave everyone's characters to them. Phil, is that what you? Same thing. You just kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just go with that.
Zell's fiddling with their guns.
Yeah. The mayor's like, holy shit, what is that thing?
Yeah. It's a crazy technology.
But, and yeah, she's basically gives you the same spiel. I'm pleading with you to please help. She kind of looks around. She's like, I can't promise you much. I can promise you some money, but mostly just out of the graces of your heart. Even though we need to find out what's going on with the winter, the biggest thing has been the kidnapping of the local, we have a noble woman who we all love very much. Her name is Lady Argentia, and she was just recently kidnapped. She was on her way to Kadira to meet with a lord there, and she was attacked and kidnapped. A dwarf warrior made it back to town, from that said he was at the massacre, and that he knows more, but we need to rescue her and find out. He said that she had been dragged from the site, and that he's the only one that last saw her.
Okay.
So she basically like beckons you guys to follow her. She's gonna take you to where this
what,
warrior.
So what did you guys do? You guys walk up to where we were
yeah,
standing?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they were. Basically, they like grab her, or she drags you guys along to the apothecary where this warrior is basically in the back, like resting.
And you said you had two more people that were.
Yeah, she said that they're actually already here. They're in the back here, with Yul talking to him. So with that, I guess we can David can end this part out, but I'll go grab him real fast. We'll see if
tell him we killed the mayor.
Well, everyone's dead.
The mayor's burned down.
Gun is fired.
Slayed the mayor. Right on the right track.
They wanted to see the gun work. It backfired, and apparently everything they were standing by was flammable, and the entire town burned down.
Burned the house down. All of a sudden, there's a big fire.
That's
a...
Slam warrior.
When I hit you with my sword,
yeah.
You won't be that bored.
Mother, father.
Slam poetry sucks. So basically, just to recap for you two. The bear, her name's Ionia. She,
Hey, hold on a second.
That's fine. I was just recapping.
That's fine. Is that your beer? That's your beer, right? Okay.
See, you have one in your hand.
I know.
And you're
not trying to slam them down. I just wanted to make sure that all of a sudden I didn't have three beers for some reason.
Why do I sit next to you every time, too? Because you always grab my beer.
You're surviving.
We have markers. You guys can label them. You can label them. It's fine.
I'm just going to buy my own type of beer.
All right. That
makes sense.
Nothing on it. No left.
So we're fighting Baba Yaga?
No.
Oh. Town's on fire.
Is it?
The gun is fired.
Everyone's dead.
I'm not surprised on anything.
It was a nuclear bomb. That was his gun.
Wrong.
You should be surprised.
We were talking about that.
I had nothing to do with it this time.
That's true. In fact, he said, no, don't. And then it's
no, that's a bad idea. Boom.
Exactly.
Wait, this is all gunpowder. Boom.
You guys are basically all in the same room now. You guys are in the back of the apothecary. You both earlier had been approached by Ionia asking to help, and you both agreed. And this is like the ragtag bunch that she was able to assemble.
What were you talking about? Because I had no idea what you were talking about when you were messaging me and David.
Oh, basically she was saying that like there's been like the pockets of strange weather had been appearing. There was a kidnap, and some people from the town are missing, but mostly there's a well-loved noblewoman from the area that was kidnapped, and this guy before you in bed...
Apollonia, or whatever her name is.
What's her name?
Lady Argentia.
Argentia, okay.
Close.
I misheard things. I was thinking of, like, a prince girlfriend or something.
I mean, if you want a girlfriend out of the game, we can get
your... Well, no, like, I was thinking of, like, princes.
Oh, yeah. But she basically asked you to help out, and prior to this, she had held like a town meeting, and you guys and these three agreed to the thing. What do you?
I saw you.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen. I am Willem. What's your guys' name?
Do you come in the name of Desna?
I don't know who Desna is, so.
Well, come with me. We will learn. Desna is the one true savior.
Okay.
Maybe like a
sounds good.
A seven samurai-ish.
So
is she?
Who am I looking at? What do these guys look like to me? Who are you guys?
Is she here somewhere? This Desna? Is she going to be helping us?
Desna's everywhere.
Oh,
she talks to me, gives me guidance.
We probably know who Desna.
Okay.
She's a major god in this world.
Oh.
Yeah, you probably know who she is.
Okay, then I'm just messing with him when I
say
this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm Zerash Bronzeblood. I was hired to find Lady Arjane Tia as well.
I nailed it.
Bonus XP. And I just go bonus XP. And I just sit there like this for a second.
Boom. So are you from this town?
No, I come from the Northlands, from the land of the Lenorm Kings.
Okay.
I believe you Southerners call it. assume my guy probably has like a thick accent. I reckon.
I'm here from the work of Desna. I'm trying to recruit an army and reclaim the lands of Baba Yaga in her honor. She has promised it as a holy land.
Okay.
Would you guys like to join me?
Well, yes. For this particular thing, I will join you.
All right, so I'm writing you guys down.
That's penciling me in. That's
and
a good way to put
it. Ionia, she's the mayor, the one that approached you two earlier, and these three know him really now.
We're in the back of an apothecary right now. Right?
Yeah, and before you is a dwarf who's actually like just coming to. He's his face is covered in like black, just marks everywhere.
Okay.
Well, that could be butter cake. I don't know what kind of races there are. It could have black sperm, but it could be
Strix.
I think that sounds about right, actually. Strix.
I see one do it once, and then I do it in back.
He came. That's gross. But totally normal.
True but great.
She says she thanks you guys again for coming, and that she kind of... Is that all right?
Go ahead.
What the fuck? What?
It just looks like a hole in the tape they have on the pipe.
Oh, okay.
I don't
usually sit at this angle, so I don't
know. Now I feel like I should have told you the entire time I was sitting on.
Doesn't like staring at the whole time.
Yeah.
I thought you always said that.
I thought it was like a bat or something.
There's a dwarf laying in the bed before you. He's got what appears to be frostbite all over his face. His fingers are like frostbitten. And he sort of comes to. He's very groggy. He's obviously under the influence of some sort of healing substance.
Can I do a heal check to see if I can help him?
Sure.
18.
Whatever, I don't know what it is you're doing. You're like applying like your hands or something.
Just like looking at it and seeing it. Yeah. I mean, I'm in an apothecary shop, so I'm guessing there's stuff that I could use if the guy would let me.
Okay.
So what, you just pull it off the shelf and just start pouring it on his...
Yeah, start helping him out.
I'm compensating this in the name of Dresden.
His alignment allows it. It's fine. It's theft. It's cool. Now, he seems to be more relieved.
Badge.
And,
You have a Dresden badge?
It's Desna.
Desna badge?
Yeah. I've got our holy symbol. I forget.
Okay. You can tell that this guy has been exposed to extreme cold. And that he's been in some sort of fight, like you can tell by the wounds are very specific, like the swords and stuff like that.
I say, what? Tell me what evil has befallen you.
He's like the. We thought at first they were just bandits, but outlaws who hide like wolves in the forest. They were no match for us, but then came the cold fae of the north. And he kind of pauses and he coughs. And he's like,
my guy immediately starts.
They appeared among us, and the battle turned quickly. My people have spoken of them before, but I have never expected to meet them from this far south.
Yes, that is untypical of those Fae. I get this special thing called Monster Lore, where I can do a knowledge check and add my wisdom bonus, and then I can know the weakness of the... of the creature that we're fighting.
So you just basically want, like, it doesn't say, like, in combat, or just...
No, it says monster lore. It says add wisdom bonus when making knowledge checks to identify creatures' weaknesses.
Okay.
But we don't know what we're fighting.
You just said they were winter phase.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that...
That's, like, a million different things.
You can, well, the Fae are, like, one specific race and stuff. If you want, you can roll, give a roll, and I'll give you what info. Do you have
botch
a bonus to it?
Yeah, I do.
We can't. I'm not. You won't be able to botch it.
Misidentify
it totally.
It'll be six.
Six. Dragon. Yeah, you know that Fae are not of this world, and that's basically it.
From the Shadow Planes.
Very bad.
And he's like, I wish that I could go with you.
Okay, let's
My
go.
My ancestors would ridicule me, but I am in no condition to fight.
I just healed you.
You just made him feel better. Like, he's like a little more.
I gave him a hug.
Ask him what the creatures that attacked him look like specifically?
He says that they're like very like. He's like, I'm trying to remember the accent I gave him. I totally Totally. I'm just talking normally.
Just do Scottish and support.
Oish. Oish.
He's like, they're tiny. He's like, you appear to have some sort of knowledge or experience from the lands of the north, but
a great deal of fae in my life.
The minions of the Winter Witches there are very tiny, and they're often tough to spot. They're blue-hued and very, very crafty. They rarely attack head-on. They always have some sort of trap set up or something, and they're very cruel.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, when he's saying that, like, I know what he's talking about, because I've dealt with it.
And he's like, yeah, you guys probably want to know where the site of the kidnapping was.
No, I think we're good.
All right, I should say.
I would like to know where the...
Okay. He's like, it's...
these jokers, don't worry about them, man.
He's like, no, I maybe heard, but humor's not lost upon me.
He starts laughing, his nose falls off.
Yeah, blood comes out of his nose, and
the frostbite was a little worse than I thought.
He looks at David with his healing knowledge to wipe it up. He's like, you're like an RN, right?
Yeah.
And he takes out his bedpan.
time for a sponge bath.
Oh, yippee.
I do know for frostbite you're supposed to warm the area, afflict it slowly.
He's like, wicked. My crotch is still very effective.
Oh, I did hear a rumor of a town to the north of us hit by a plague of penis stealing bandits. Perhaps this is another victim.
He's like, oh, how I've longed to forget that memory. He's like 6 miles 6 miles south of here, into the forest, through the ice and snow. Beyond that, I don't know. I followed as far as I could, but the winter touched were too
Wait, sir, are you saying that they come from a land of ice and snow?
Yes.
So outside right now, is it snowing?
No, not in town.
Just weird patches, apparently.
Yeah, like just certain areas, like really strangely, you know, like sometimes you see in the distance like a cloud is like raining,
mm-hmm.
but like the rest of the sky is fine. That's exactly how some of these areas look.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like snow in one spot. But the further south, and he's explaining, he basically like beyond where the massacre happened, there's just absolutely, it's completely covered in snow. It looks no different than my homeland.
Mm. Where's your homeland?
I am from Irisin.
Ooh, me too.
Mm.
He's like, it is strange to find not only enemies, but allies amongst the warrior climes.
I was once from Irisin until Baba Yaga took over.
Yes, I tell him,
of course, I was unalive then, so I...
He's like, well, she does appear once every 100 years. I would not be surprised if you met her wrath.
I tell him about my holy journey from given to me by Desna to form an army and take back the lands and see if he wants to join me.
He's like, I would love to. And
I've only heard it once, but I'm already bored of it.
Quite the mission, but I am in no case or no condition to fight.
Are you a follower of Desna?
No.
Does he say that too close?
I'll pray for your soul.
Thank you.
I leave him a pamphlet, and I say we should head down to that area.
I get the feeling that your character's a card that stands too close when he says that.
Yeah, he's creepy.
He's following
this.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't know what races they are or whatever. Can I tell by just looking at them? I assume I know who David is.
Yeah, we've been hanging out.
Well, I've been putting up with you, I would assume.
We're trying to convert you.
In this whole
I look at you just like a human.
Okay.
We're all humans except for the half-elf.
My ears are a little pointed.
He could be a vampire, too. We're going to have to stab him, find
out. He's like, vampire.
It is daytime, isn't it?
Ionia, then, like, as you guys are chatting amongst yourselves, you can hear her asking questions to him, basically.
Oh, she's here, too?
Yeah, she's still in here as well. She led everybody. She led the three you hadn't seen before him. She's like, Yon, why do you think they want Lady Argentia? He's like, I don't know, but if one of the white witches took her, no good shall come of it. The winter touch do nothing without the leave of those who place the ice in their hearts. If they're here, it's because of the white witch sent them, then much worse will follow.
Well, I'm all ready to go in there for this.
All right, let's go do this.
Can I do just a knowledge nobility
like, it's obviously a noble person kidnapped. I want to, like, just see if I can kind of figure out any reasons why.
Sure.
Like, if there's hatred between certain families and things like that.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me a, go ahead and give me a roll.
While he's doing that, based off of the knowledge he gave us about what fate we're going to fight, can I aid David in trying to figure out what kind of fate it is? But don't fate have, like, certain weaknesses?
Yeah, I didn't even put that down. I mean,
I mean, if you want, you just mark it later that you have that.
You didn't take it?
I didn't take it. I thought it was one I took. But
you should have it. I mean, you're a paladin. Or are you saying you just didn't put any skills in it?
I didn't put any skills in it.
Because, yeah, it's trained. I know that.
Is it a trained one?
Yeah, you technically can't roll for any knowledge unless you have it.
Like,
you're
bard.
Unless you're a bard.
Wrong
one. But, I mean...
wait a minute. I don't know anything about nobles.
I forgot. I'm not from this area.
So you and... okay, well, yeah.
You're like
obviously,
a light bulb moment.
Then
you realize you're like...
You know that 2 weeks ago, Lady Argentia had traveled to Kadir to meet with her her fiancé. And... that it was supposed to kind of unify the truce between, or at least between like the provinces, not the entire country, but between the provinces of Kadira and Talador, since they're so close together, and to put everyone, like the civilians at ease, knowing that, like, okay, there's aren't like Kadiran spies.
Kadira and what?
Talador. Talador is the country that you guys are in right now. And, but you had also heard that she called off the marriage suddenly. And then that she was returning home when she was kidnapped. So, and then what did you... You guys wanted to figure out what the...
Well, I would just suggest... I don't know if David heard me. I wanted to assist him.
Just really...
I don't know what would I roll.
So you just want to... You guys are, like, talking amongst yourselves, or you're asking Yoel? Because,
obviously,
Yoel's from that area. He can help out, too.
Well, yeah, because I was going to base it off of... I asked them what they looked like. Specifically, I don't know if maybe we would get an additional bonus to David's monster lore role now because we know a little bit more what we're looking at. We kind of pinpoint it.
Yeah, if you guys want
to. I don't know if I need to roll something in addition to that. Or
you can roll or you can just ask.
17.
You can ask Yoel.
Alright, I'll just add 2 to that, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. No, that's 18. Or, 18. He's like,
I didn't know this.
Well, fire scares them.
You had like a greatly moment.
Fire
and cold iron. And he tries to turn his head as best he can, and he sort of like one of his like black nubs sort of points up, and he points to his sword over in the corner. And he's like, "That there's cold iron that harms him."
Can I?
I think
have
I
it?
Killed one as I was fleeing. Yeah, you may. You may take it.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it's a cold iron longsword.
Is it the same stats as regular
same
longsword?
Stats, it's just that harms Faye.
Okay. I'll say you can have my...
Yeah, it'll be masterwork.
So do I get a bonus on it?
Just attacking them.
So I get a...
No,
it bypasses their...
cold iron would be... If it's masterwork, it's +1 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say you can have my my regular longsword, and I'll take this. And I thank you.
No, thank you.
Those
are just polished things.
I've already said last, so I'll let everybody else talk
right
now. Okay.
Alright, so is everyone on board with going?
Yep. Okay, he's like, one last word of advice. And this may seem silly, but look at me. Dress warmly. This is not a place for...
I already got furs connected to my armor.
He's like, you're probably sweating.
Okay, do you
where
have
would we dress? This isn't normal temperature here. Where could we get some gear for?
Like, Ionia's like, one of our shops carries, we had a cold spell last year, nowhere compared to this, of course, but we do have some winter clothing. We don't have any sort of footwear, but we do have, like, coats and that you can wear to help. And you can have those. Well, I'll allow it. I'll take it out of the town.
I have craft armor. Can I craft some nice boots for us?
I think that would be like craft shoes.
No, it would take a while.
Craft armor, that would take it's like X amount of days times.
All right, we'll head out on that, guys.
Go, you can start up a shop.
Yeah.
Let's start an inn.
Let's do it.
No one else is going to be doing anything.
We
can
notice this town
doesn't have anything. I want to ask since we're in the apothecary, if he's got any alchemist fire for sale.
Let me take a look here. The actual apothecary woman is not there at the moment. But
all right, so it looks like it's free.
You guys. Well, yeah, I mean, you already took something.
How would I know?
So,
oh, no, I was just take that as, like, I own you, telling you.
I'm going to take some cold weather gear, then.
Yeah, I'll take some, too.
Cold weather gear.
Okay,
do they have any, like, fur-lined capes?
I don't know exactly what, it just says, like, basically warm, or, like, cold weather gear. That's what it's called in, like, the book. So, I'll let you guys apply it however you want. Because all it's basically going to do is give you a plus, like, 4 or 5, I'll look it up here in a second, a plus 4 or 5 to, cold, like,
well, mine's a fur cape and one of those, like, Russian huge furry hats.
There you go.
That's what I envisioned.
Well, that's funny, because some of the townspeople are dressed up in that stuff, too, as he came in. Surprisingly, the apothecary does have actually a very high stock of alchemist fire.
How much?
Ionia says that she will talk to her because she's not in it at the moment, but she will try to get it as either as free or as cheap as possible for you.
Can I ask why we're in the shop if nobody owns it?
Nobody owns it. She is.
Yeah, she's
here.
Not here.
I know, but why are we in here? This is dwarf.
Because this is like
the
closest
hospital?
Place. Yeah, it's like the closest place to have like a hospital. They have.
Will that lady be upset that I use stuff to help that guy?
No, I always like, no, please. I'll pay her out of my own pocket.
Like,
this is far more important.
What if I'm like, okay, I need to use this alchemist fire too to help him?
She's like, I'm sure she wouldn't mind allocating you some, but obviously, I mean, she has a business and she's gotta make money.
All right.
Before I leave the back room, heal the dwarf for 3 damage, and then blessings of Saren Ray be upon you, and get well soon.
He's like, ah, Saren Ray.
And then I
thank you so much.
And then I just give him blessings of Desmond.
How many other, like, 3 different, are you all got, like, holy dudes? Is that what
I'm rolling with? He's an oracle of Saren Ray.
I'm a berserker, I just worship Phantasma, though. So.
Yeah, and he's like, life, death. Yeah. Black and white, sort of.
Phantasma's crazy.
I mean, what?
So Desmond's in the travel.
And
well,
Paladin.
Not really,
but
Phantasma's in the neutral.
Let me guess, your deployment sees what? Your plus to hit's like 8?
What?
For that. So what? Does this Paladin that he's playing need a deity as well?
Technically, yeah, but it's not a big deal. I mean, you can pick one that you've heard.
Well,
or...
And I also say to the Barbarian, hey, do you want this Cold Iron Longsword? Since you're probably a lot more effective with it than I am.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't have any stats, but...
Yeah. And I'll say... And then I'll just take back my...
I think
sword.
It should be a different god than only the other ones. There's
I'll go through
so,
and I'll...
having, like,
No, this god's better. No.
Oh, and Desna's symbol is a butterfly. So I have a butterfly, like, necklace around it.
Got, like, a tramp stamp on the back?
Yeah.
But it's a tramp stamp tattoo... So it's got, you know, it's a butterfly necklace, but it's got, like, the neck piece that comes down. It's tasteful. Yeah.
It's really low on his cloak.
Yeah.
You know what? I have brand. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to do that to somebody.
Yolna and Ionia essentially wish you guys good luck.
Thank you.
How far south was this?
Like, 6 miles, he said.
6 miles.
Do you have horses we can use?
No, we don't.
What the fuck?
That'd be a while. Well, I don't know.
Right.
How much?
He's like, come on, I made it back in this condition. You guys will be fine.
Yeah, but you're a dwarf. You have...
She's going to allow basically 3 per person.
3 what?
Yeah. And she has strangely enough, she has a huge stockpile of it, but that's for other reasons, which she could only answer if she was here.
Is it because...
Basically 3 vials of alchemist.
Hey, why do you have a +3 to damage when you have 0 strength modifier?
I don't know.
If you want to,
is it the base attack bonus?
If we can take a break real quick and figure it out. I gotta,
Take
a break.
Let's take a break!
Getting and seeing what Alchemist Fire does real fast.
We're back.
Yeah, you enrich a lot.
With the two-handed blender.
Yeah, I just never looked at the actual stats. I don't want to be like,
damage, but
only
goes
15
feet.
The
damage drastically just drops.
Yeah,
basically,
three,
I wait for the charge
in.
Boom!
Then I just drop it.
What's the
stat
that he uses when you're
strength.
Somebody want mine?
Thank
you. Okay.
So I get more guns. They're expensive.
I have to remember not to fight
things.
Guns. That's right. When you're throwing weapons, you strength.
This is a boom
stick. Yeah, you use strength to throw.
I'm pretty sure for throwing weapons, it's strength.
This tiny little hammer. When it clicks.
Boom. That sounds right, so I'm going
to
go with his.
I can look it up if you want to get started.
No,
I
don't. Okay. So yeah, basically, like, as you guys are leaving, Well, actually, yeah.
Before I go, can I go talk to my employer and tell him what I'm doing? And I might not be back for some reason.
Yeah, that's fine.
Possible leave of death.
Yeah. Chance I might die.
I won't make everybody leave for this, but yeah, we can do that real fast. Yeah. It's not the, you know exactly where the, because you don't actually...
I mean, we don't even have to roll Slate out if he's not going to, he's just going to be like, thanks for telling me something. Like,
oh yeah, that's all it's going to be. He's going to be like one of those, like, you're the best employee we've ever had. I knew this day would come.
And I ask him
hopefully
for,
it's not a
can I get
rival sawmill that's taking you.
I ask him for a bag of sauce. No.
He's like, all right.
Johnson sawmill, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. He just scrapes it off his face into a bag and takes a bag of sawdust. There you go,
there.
Yeah. Like, there might be other stuff in that, but it's mostly sawdust.
Sawdust and lice.
We're attacking.
I don't need to tell you guys as you're leaving that the general store carries everything. Vivala is there, and she will, as she said, just tell her that Ionia sent you. I'm sure she'll leave. She knows what's going on today and that I was looking for people.
Are there things specifically you think we should get?
Yul mentioned that you guys want warm weather, or not warm weather, cold weather clothing.
Yeah, I mean,
and that would be, she's the one that has the...
I thought we were taking care of that.
No, she just said that's where they would have it at.
Okay.
Found it. A slash attack you use as, make a ranged touch attack against the target. Does that answer the question?
I thought you could have... I could have sworn you could apply it to your weapon, too.
It says it's
okay.
A splash, throw a splash weapon.
Okay.
Why not?
You just throw it at the ground where they're standing.
Yeah.
So it's a really easy hit.
Why couldn't you put it on your weapon, though?
It catches fire as soon as it touches air.
Yeah.
No.
Because it would probably destroy your weapon.
Yeah. You'd probably let yourself on fire.
Yeah.
I'm sure trained alchemists could figure something out.
Yeah.
I was just picturing them with like goggles and like black... Pitch face, like Harrison yesterday, but anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys all just go into the shop or however you want
to. I guess
to
I'm going to the shop, yeah.
Okay.
I thought we were
doing it. Well, Zorash went to the
shop. Yeah,
I
went to the shop. I already got weather.
Specifics, though. So you guys like come in, you hear like the bing bing of the bell, and Vival is like, hey, welcome. What can I get you? And then.
I have this coupon for free cold. Wear cold gear.
She's like, what's the date on that? Is there a date?
Today.
Yeah.
The date is today.
The mayor gave it to me.
Oh, Ionia?
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyone find it ironic their name is Ionia?
Ionia.
I thought it was like something.
I don't
like,
hit the eyes.
Like,
I don't hit the ends. I don't hit the ends enough. Sorry.
It's missed.
Hmm?
Jesus
it's missed?
Well, as dumb as you're responsible, she believes you.
I have a really high bluff. I can roll a bluff if you'd like.
No, I was rolling her sense motive.
Oh.
And, yeah, she rolled a 3, so. She's like,
but,
oh my god.
Wait, but I'm not trying to.
You're
going to
be like, I'm your dad. And she's like, whoa!
I'm not trying to trick her, but didn't the lady say we got free?
Right, but, like, as you said, like, she just came in, you just said that. Like,
yeah,
she's going
to
be like,
all right.
Coupon for bringing cold weather gear.
You'd just be like, oh, I left it in my car.
Do you have any alchemist fire while we're here? Apparently we're stocking up.
She's like, no, go check out,
the alchemist fire.
Go check out the, apothecary.
Do you know why she had so much of it? Was there a reason?
There is.
She likes to burn things.
She's like, the, apothecary's, her name is, Tesserae. And, her brother was killed by a group of trolls.
Oh.
Mm.
So she's not messing around with trolls anymore.
Trolls are, famously known for being harmed by fire.
What was her name, Iessa?
Tesserae.
Why wasn't she there?
Tesseract?
Oh, she just wasn't. She was just out doing errands or something.
Oh, okay.
She just happened to be there.
Having sex with her troll lover.
I ask if she's a follower of Desna.
No. We here in town are very fond of Iris still. But are you?
Of Desna?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Let me tell you about Desna and how great she is.
Can you
see
it?
Like,
can you see his butterfly?
She kind of looks you up and down, and she's like, where's your star knife?
It's right here.
What are you showing her?
I'm showing her my butterfly.
Oh.
I was like, I don't have a star knife. I know it is Desna's preferred weapon.
I'm surprised Desna. Yeah, actually, it is.
I'm weak. I'm not good with knives. So
that's a good thing to tell people you're trying to hurt. I'm weak.
I'm weak with strength.
Like, oh, child, Desna accepts all people of different strengths.
Wait, she's telling me this?
Yeah.
What? You don't have to tell me. Desna speaks to me directly.
Does she now?
Yes. She commands. She's commanded me with taking over Irisin from Baba Yaga and forming her holy land.
Iris still tells me not to take a coupon. Weird.
Well, it's because Irisdale is a lying god.
She's like, no matter. I know you're just joking.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, fire arrows?
No, I sell clothing and general goods.
Oh.
You may want to go to the blacksmith.
Look, does this look like that kind of place?
Yeah, she's like, she's got her arm up. No.
Did you see a gun rack?
Yeah.
I thought you were an armor.
She says yes, and it's like a brassiere called fire arrow.
If you're wanting to warm your mother's passions, let me show you this article.
Is there a lingerie section in it?
come behind the end of the curtain section.
It's like, we're a small town. You gotta do something to stay warm, especially this time of year, apparently.
Well, I'll ask her to, like, get me the fur cape and a nice big Russian hat. And
She's like, you guys are just in luck. I have five
straight
sets.
From Russia.
Five sets of warm clothing straight from Russia.
Ooh.
Import.
More than Russia.
And
Russia.
She's like, if I only really did tell you that, I will just hand them out. And she just gives you like a big old stack, like two armfuls of clothing. Just kind of
goes up. Thank you.
You guys can apply those however you want.
May Desna be with you.
Is it that cold right now? It's not really that cold.
No,
right?
Not yet. But some like the elderly were, like when you guys came into town, there was that meeting. And like some of the elderly were like, yeah, it's definitely, just coming in, you guys would have noticed like a temperature drop.
Okay.
Like just a very, 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 very strange.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to put it on yet. I'll put it on when we leave town because I want to go see if anybody has fire arrows.
She's like, you can put it on anytime you want.
Really?
Yep.
Thank you. You're so nice.
Put it on when Desna says it.
Desna sure does accept anybody, right?
It's true.
That's what I tell her.
we
can just say we are PR.
Coming out. Yeah, you guys are just coming out, and you guys see Zarash walking up.
We will appear in the...
Figuring, I just got 2 weeks' pay, man, that's awesome.
Oh, did I?
No.
So you just saw your employer?
Pun award.
Yes.
Give him the pun award.
Yeah, and I go, yes, I did, I cut him in half.
Thumbs up.
I say it to him with straight face.
Okay.
I probably should go check on.
What's your alignment?
Chaotic kill.
Chaotic kill.
CK.
I like to think that we talk to people like that. What's your alignment before I talk to you?
I'm chaotic.
You don't do that in real life?
I do some.
So the armor, I want to see if he has fire arrows, or if those are really a thing.
Well, they're not really a thing, but I mean. Could light an arrow on fire and then shoot.
Can I run back to that lady and be like, hey, do you have any like old cloth for sale? Like cloth that I could like wrap around my arrow and
like the apothecary?
Could he dip it?
Just the general store.
Because like the apothecary will have like gauze.
Could he dip could he dip a arrow tip into the vial of Optimus Fire before?
Yeah, I think after he throws it, if you throw it on there, I'll allow you to light a fire off of that. But as you said, like it ignites as soon as... I'm assuming it's a vial, and that as soon as it breaks open, that's where the fire...
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what it says.
Yeah.
It's a splash.
All right.
Splash!
No, I just like,
I
some kind of gauze, and like I have a flint,
like,
so I could like, light it and shoot it at him.
No, if you want to run back to the apothecary real quick, that's fine.
I was thinking the general store, she has clothes. Like, she just has, like, scraps.
Oh,
and
bring mine.
Or whatever.
I don't know
what
her dice bag is either.
Yeah. Oh, that's true, actually.
There's an old cloth.
Yeah, she brings out, like, an armful of, like, her ex-husband's clothes. So he's like, take what you want.
Thanks.
I'll just put it there. Oh, take this for sure. It's, like, his wedding suit.
Ooh, stylish.
Yeah.
While he's out jacking around at the apothecary, I want to look at you guys, though. What's your guys' story?
I'm just a traveling oracle.
Yeah.
A what?
Traveling oracle?
That.
Don't Delphi him.
Wander the countryside.
He's a Cassandra.
Why do I have a weapon oracle? Kind of like a cleric.
Oh, you talk to God.
I've never gotten a shot before.
Yeah, maybe you're pretty quiet.
And as you guys are talking amongst yourselves, you hear running, and you see this like kid, like I don't know, roughly like 10 years old, just peeling around the corner, going wait, Heimlich, wait, and he like runs up to you and he's like, and you see that he's in like leather armor and he's got a sword on him and he's got like the Skyrim horned hat on, and he's like. Take me with you! I want to join your army! Take me with you!
Have you accepted Desna in your heart, son?
He's like, absolutely! And he, like, looks behind him. And he's like, yeah, take me with you.
So
he's like, my name's Steven, but everybody calls me Botches.
Get on one knee.
I'm number one.
Get on one knee, and I will.
Number one. Everyone calls me Botches.
And, he looks back behind him again, he's like, come on, we gotta go. Like, come on, I want
to
join you, please.
I need to swear you into the army, and I ask him to take a knee, and I knight him in the name of Desna.
He takes a knee, absolutely. Like,
how old is this kid?
You guess he's about 10. I mean, you can ask him.
Are we taking kids here?
I'm 10.
I'll take whatever.
I'm old enough to fight, that's for sure.
So,
and he's like, parents know you're leaving?
What the hell? He looks behind him and he's like, is it her?
Who are your parents?
He's 10 years old?
Is it? Is it badass to want to, like, dwarf punt him?
No, I can't tell. I say Desna has not called for you yet.
But you knighted me. Come on.
I didn't know you were 10. I take back the knighting.
Come on. 11.
I can't tell the
age
of people.
Oh, I'll break this kid's heart.
11. And then suddenly you hear like, Steven? Steven? And he's like, God damn it, come on, let's go.
No. I cannot be responsible.
You see like Ionia peeling around the corner.
Hey,
she's like, Steven, what
are
you doing?
He's right here.
Leave
him
alone.
He's
right like, Mom, come on. She like grabs him by like the ear and starts dragging him off. He's like, Mom, they need my help, Mom. Come on.
I say, keep Desna in your heart, child. You will be called one day.
He's like, and you guys just see him kind of walk off in the distance. So you were able to recruit one person.
Yes.
I wonder out loud.
Way to go to get those kids.
I never really got a touch.
I'll be back in a year.
I don't know. I mean,
was it a wood sword or a real sword?
Yeah, was that a real sword?
All you saw was like the hilt, but it looked legit. It looked bigger than he was, so.
The cold knife?
I guess we'll never know unless you get them down.
Let's go kidnap him. They'll blame it on the phase.
Yeah, that's true. So
I get Roy angry when he says that and say, no, I don't want to do that.
So yeah, after that, you guys are free to do whatever you'd like.
Let's
go.
I say, let us start our home.
Let us snow.
But who's your DM?
Give it over to this.
Jesus.
What? What did you just say?
He said, let it snow.
Oh,
let
yes.
Snow.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm not happy about that.
How long will it take to get there?
6 miles. It's not going to take too long. You guys are all travelers and well-versed. You're not like, going to be huffing, puffing. But I don't know. Just give it like... it's a straight shot down the trail. It's just like, we'll do roughly like 8 minutes a mile. So, not very long.
Should we send a messenger ahead and let them know that winter is coming?
I mean, if you want to. I don't know if you guys have any...
Winter's coming!
I don't think anybody has any familiars. I mean, you just kind of let one go.
Winter
just came home with that dwarf's face.
Steven's gone. And I don't know if really wanted him. He was Botches.
I wish Inquisitors got familiars. I feel like they should.
Botches. I could have added...
I'm sure there's some...
I could add a familiar, but I went through the bonded object instead.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. No, honestly. What was your
deal?
We can just jump. Jump straight to you guys getting there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Yeah,
roughly like 30 minutes.
I am gonna be battle ready.
Okay.
I want to perceive traps because it said like
oh, that's what I was gonna look at.
Phase leave a bunch of traps.
Okay, so you guys are coming upon. You see in the distance. You see like a T intersection, and like the path you're on connects and. I have it sort of drawn out, but again, like I said, I am not any sort of artist.
You hear a strange music.
That's the travel music.
Oh.
Actually, I've got to have a hold off on
that. I think that global communication is going off again.
I'd rather throw the babies wherever they need to be.
When this note at the end is...
I'm in the back.
I'm going to be coming here. So everyone line up right there.
I'll be up front.
I'm going to use dice as like placeholders. Well, they're it's not some of this stuff's not like people. We'll just use that as the. As you guys are coming across,
Where are you positioned?
I'm in the back.
Oh, you're in the back, really?
I'm really weak.
Oh,
I'm not really gonna be fighting much.
Okay, I'll be second. I'm a fucked up weird wizard. Is there anything that has AC that I can wear as a wizard? By the way, I didn't really search as a rogue.
Rings, some more expensive.
Nothing otherwise. Just
no,
my
bracer.
Just my scholar's garb.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to do it.
Codpiece.
So what are all these things?
Belt of Belt of Femininity.
Oh, and I have my cold weather stuff on now.
Okay, yeah, as you guys are coming, I should have said that earlier. As you guys approach, you can tell noticeably just so almost with like every like 10 feet, 30 feet, that's a big jump, 10, 15 feet, you guys just notice that like it's not necessarily chilly yet, but you can tell like the temperature is dropping, and like you immediately notice just like in like a very strange, like it just seems so obvious that magic is involved. That there's just like this perfect line of like grass, and then snow. Like these are trees with.
Yeah,
like
I say the Heimlich.
Heimlich.
Hey, Helmet. Smells like home around here, huh?
What?
Starting to smell like home around here, huh?
Who are you talking to?
You.
Oh, you said Helmet. My name's Heimlich.
I can't say your name.
Sir Hexa.
He loves the band.
Yes, this is reminiscent of my days as a youth.
Yeah, you guys notice it, like, there's just this
I look around weird
supernatural line, like these trees are completely normal, Tal'Dorei summer trees, and then just suddenly 5 feet away, bam, just snow-covered, dense woods. And you immediately come across the, massacre site, and what you see here is essentially you immediately see a naked body.
Yeah.
Like an old caravan.
Big lower.
It turns its head and says,
naked body.
caravan. Like a caravan with a horse. The horses are dead in front of it.
Dead
horses.
I'm glad you took that extra time to get the miniatures you want and then just.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's just random stuff. And then you just see bodies and they all appear to be naked.
Oh. Why are they naked?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm
asking that to the.
Oh, okay. You guys asked. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, and this red stuff on the ground is blood.
Blood orgy.
Left over blood, essentially.
Christmas critters. Oh no.
But yeah, here's a caravan that's been overturned.
A squirrel. What's that squirrel doing there?
It's been overturned. This caravan. There's like a horse dead on the ground. Mostly these are bodies.
I want to do.
So.
Perception check.
Yeah, everybody, give me a perception check.
Okay.
I perceive.
I have 25.
I got a 16.
Shit.
19.
Inquisitor's 25, 19,
16.
Perception. 15.
Yeah,
crap.
Perception. I don't have anything. 9.
Okay.
9.
It's on train.
I was like, doesn't my 19, hair bounce 19, well 19. In this weather?
You get to add your wisdom to it.
Heimlich 13. And, I feel like I'm not saying it. Heimlich?
Heimlich.
Heimlich. Okay, it's that stupid CH.
Heimlich?
Yeah, it's the fucking Germans. I mean, I love them. They're great.
If you're our fan is German.
Yeah. Our one fan. You're awesome. I don't care what your name is.
Yadanka. Oh, it's that guy.
Karen, I guess I should read this to you guys before I do the perception check.
Okay.
I'll read this in Yold's voice.
Near the forest, Ooh. The temperature grows noticeably colder. The road ahead is littered with debris and the corpses of slain humans and horses. A carriage stands in the roadway, its team of horses missing or cut free, while another overturned carriage lies sprawled, broken next to the tree line. To the south, more bodies have fallen around to what appears to be a statue of ice. A snowy trail leads deeper into the forest.
I go, ooh, horses! And I run up the serpents.
They're dead.
No,
you're not
okay.
David.
I know.
Yeah.
You are David.
I channeled him for a
What's
minute.
What's funny is if you played those before, you'd be like, you're not Oila. you rolled 20, a 24, 25, 19. What? 16? 13. 15. Okay. You three hear, like, rustling. Like, some sort of, like, weird, like, I don't know, just like pat, like a dog clawing at a door or something. Yeah, it's coming from this carriage here. You don't hear anything yet. All you hear is just like...
Did Bronzy hear it?
Yeah, you three, sorry. Zeresh, Heimlich, and Jiro. All can hear it.
I do like a...
Stop.
I'm gonna spell
and I gotta
as I walk up to it.
Or
I'm gonna
okay,
fine,
look
for magic.
Me and him like doing like this northern.
What is that? Is that a spellcraft?
Well, it's just detect magic.
Oh.
It's like 60 feet range, I think.
Is that a?
Or is that detect evil? I can't.
Is that a zero level?
I'll get my
bow.
Zero
level. Zero level.
I get my bow at the ready.
Okay.
I get three of those. Well, I'll detect magic then.
Okay.
Zero level, you can cast as many times as you want.
There are only three per day for mine. For wizard.
No, you get to choose three different spells, but you can cast them as many times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the zero.
Yeah, they change that for 3.5. I know that's one of the big changes.
Okay. I don't have it. Then never mind. I don't have the tech magic.
Okay.
You should.
I didn't.
You don't have that cold iron.
No, I have it. I know it, but I have three. That's not one of the three that I chose. I have light, mage hand, and daze.
I have that cold iron longsword out, but I'm using it two-handed, which gives it more damage.
Okay. So you guys see David throw his hand up, like, stop.
And then he just walks up towards.
Yeah,
just
kind of okay. You can hear very noticeably now without having to like really concentrate. You can just hear this like padding like at the door. Just like you don't hear. That's all you hear. It's just sort of like just kind of like fingers maybe. Just
okay.
Fingers.
We're doing that one. Never mind.
I'm gonna use a.
I should probably
hand to open the door.
Okay, and that's how. What is it like? 20 feet? I think.
Yeah.
You can be at. Okay, I'll just assume you're at max range.
How close are we at? This whenever I get
he's the close. Everyone, yeah. Everyone else is away for. He's at the closest.
Maybe he could have said something to it first. I think.
What?
Close 25 feet for a mage.
Mage? Okay. So yeah, I'll just assume you're at. You can just move back 25 feet just to. Okay. But the doors are right here. Sorry. So I don't. I'm assuming. I mean, for a mage, I'm assuming you need to kind of see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just guessing. As your mage hand, you guys see this like crazy just. Like I don't know. I've always seen it as like red. Ish. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just like a hand, like a magic hand, and Jiro's controlling completely. Just opens the door, pops it, and just like
evil.
Nothing happens at first. All you see is the doors flop open.
Okay.
And then slowly, what emerges is just like you just see like this bloody hand come out.
Human.
Mm-hmm. It appears to be human.
It's a bloody hand.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Could be a demon hand.
It could be a cat hand.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what it's doing. Meow.
Yeah.
Meow. Finally. They come out, and, like, you guys immediately see, they just kind of, like, fall out of the ground, and what it appears to be is just two humans that are, they're hurt, but they are no longer human. I don't know, does anyone have, religion? Knowledge
yes.
of religion?
I don't.
I do.
Give me knowledge.
It's like three.
Seven.
Five.
20.
20.
You immediately
four.
State to everybody that those are fucking zombies.
Good thing I got my gun.
Yeah. So,
aim for their heads.
I will, actually, no, technically you guys roll for initiative.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's actually a good place to take a break.
Actually, yeah, I get to.
We're an hour, so.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. We'll fight.
Zombies.
That's cliffhanger. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.